día estar un parte del plan de Dios.
We rejoice with Brother Russell as he's filled with the Holy Ghost tonight.
Nos gozamos con hermano Russell cuando él está lleno con el Espíritu Santo esta noche.
And we thank God for Ezekiel that came this morning and was baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Y damos gracias a hermano Ezekiel que fue bautizado y recibió el Espíritu Santo.
There were so many wonderful things going on in the house of God this morning.
Tan muchas cosas pasando esta mañana.
And then again tonight.
Y otra vez esta noche.
We appreciate the presence of God.
Y apreciamos la presencia de Dios.
We appreciate the privilege of being a part of it.
Y el privilegio de estar un parte de eso.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
Could you just feel after the presence of God again here tonight?
¿Puede usted sentir?
Just begin to give him thanks and praise him and magnify him for all of his goodness.
Alabale a él por todo que su bondad.
We worship you, oh God.
Te adoramos, Señor.
We bless your name, oh God.
Bendecimos su nombre, Dios.
We praise you, oh God.
Te adoramos.
Glory to God.
Y gloria a Dios.
So many wonderful things happening in the house of God tonight.
Tan muchas cosas pasando que son magníficas.
And it is a great day to be a part of the greatest thing on the face of the earth.
Y es un gran día ser un parte de la cosa más grande en la tierra.
We had that young man, Ezekiel, is a student at UAB.
Y Ezekiel es un estudiante en UAB.
And I was telling Brother Warren that we're having revival at UAB.
Yo estaba diciendo a hermano Warren que estamos teniendo avivamiento en UAB.
Yeah, and you can look forward to that because that begins to ripple and you just don't know where it's going to go.
Ese comienzo y nunca sabes dónde vas a ir.
We've had up to 7 adults in one service in the last several months from Home Depot here in Trustful.
Hemos tenido 7 personas de Home Depot en esta iglesia.
And several little kids along with that.
Y muchos niños con ellos.
And that's just an interesting thing. When that begins to ripple out, you just don't know where that's going to go.
Y tú nunca sabes dónde vas a ir.
It's a great, great day to be a part of the kingdom of God.
Es un gran día ser un parte de la plan de Dios.
And we're moving inexorably toward the culmination of it all.
Y estamos moviendo al final de todo.
We see the prophetic fulfilled all around us.
Nosotros vemos las profecías que están llenos.
And we have no idea how it all will play out.
Y no tenemos ninguna idea cómo va a jugar.
But we do know that everything that the Word of God has established is going to come to pass.
Pero sabemos que toda en la palabra va a pasar.
We don't know what that looks like exactly in Birmingham, Alabama.
No sabemos cómo se ve en Birmingham.
But we do know that there are some constants in the Word of God.
Pero sabemos que hay un constantes en la palabra de Dios.
The kingdom of God is always moving forward.
El reino de Dios siempre está moviendo adelante.
And upward.
Y arriba.
And there is no end to the increase of his government and his peace.
Y no hay un fin a su gobierno y su paz.
And his church is built upon a rock.
Y su iglesia está establecido en la roca.
And the gates of hell cannot prevail.
Y las puertas del infierno no pueden ganar.
So we're looking for victory.
Entonces estamos buscando
and
victoria.
We're looking for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Y un derramamiento del Espíritu Santo.
And we expect that the latter rain will be greater than the former rain.
Y esperamos que este va a ser mejor que el que vino antes.
And we believe a continuation of the prophecy concerning the church.
Y nosotros creemos la profecía de la iglesia.
In the very last days.
En los últimos días.
What a time for harvest.
Qué un tiempo por la cosecha.
What a time for revival.
Por avivamiento.
What a great time to be a part of the word of God.
Qué gran tiempo ser un parte de la palabra de Dios.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
Touch your neighbor and tell him God's got something really good planned for you.
Toca a su prójimo y diga que Dios tiene un plan para ti.
Do you believe that?
¿Tú crees eso?
I believe revival is happening right now.
Yo creo que avivamiento está pasando ahora.
Praise God. We're going to you want to be in prayer with our church family that is suffering from some of these assorted plagues that are going through.
¿Quieres estar en oración por las familias que están enfermas?
I started not to mention it at all other than to say, but we need to pray.
Pero necesitamos orar por esas familias.
For these poor people.
Esas pobres personas.
And Brother Stephen is just getting past his flu, and I think Ashley's probably just starting on hers tonight.
Hermano Steven y hermana Ashley, ellos están enfermas todavía.
But that's happening all through the church family.
Pero eso está pasando en toda la familia de la iglesia.
And there's all kinds of other interesting things that are taking place.
Y hay tan muchas cosas interesantes.
So when we're here, we're just going to have revival.
Cuando estamos aquí, vamos a tener avivamiento.
And if you're not here, we're going to pray for you.
Y si tú no estás aquí, vamos a orar por ti.
And we're going to pray God strengthen those that are infirm.
Y vamos a orar que Dios fortalece a los que están enfermos.
But we're just going to keep right on going.
Pero vamos a seguir yendo.
And everyone say amen.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
Praise God. And for those of you that don't ever get sick, God bless your heart.
Y por esos de ustedes que nunca están enfermos, Dios bendiga.
And may God preserve you in that.
Que Dios te puede preserva.
We're going to read tonight in Nehemiah again.
Vamos a leer esta noche también en Nehemías.
And beginning in chapter 8, verse 1.
Comenzando en capítulo 8 y versículo 1.
Praise God. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And now you have Ezra and Nehemiah coalescing or converging. We know that they are contemporaries and their projects are not exactly in the same time frame. But here they come together. And there's about 50,000 that have come back from Persia with Nehemiah. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday. Sometimes you think church is long. They stood out there all morning long till midday. Before the men and women and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose. And beside him were a listing again of men that came back, and they were honorable men who were serving in the purpose of projecting the word of God from man to man throughout the crowd so that people could have the understanding of the word of God. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, amen, amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. If you love his word tonight as you're seated, let's give God praise and thanks for his word that is forever settled in the heavens.
Vamos a dar alabanza a Dios cuando estás sentados en la presencia de Dios.
We thank you, God, for your word.
Te damos gracias, Señor, por su palabra.
We thank you, mighty God, for the privilege of handling your word.
Por el privilegio de manejar con su palabra.
We praise you for the promise that is in your word.
Te alabamos por la promesa que está en su palabra.
We praise you for the miracle that is resident in your word tonight.
Por el milagro que está acá.
God, we praise you for your word that never fails.
Tu palabra que nunca falla.
But always brings to pass your will and your purpose.
Pero siempre lleva su voluntad y su propósito.
We thank you for your word that changes lives.
Tenemos gracias por su palabra que cambia las vidas.
That moves mountains.
Que mueve montañas.
That brings healing.
Que trae sanamiento.
That anoints your people.
Que unce su pueblo.
We thank you for your word tonight, oh God.
Te damos gracias por su palabra.
And all the people said amen.
Y todo el pueblo dijo amén.
And all the house said amen.
Y toda la casa dijo amén.
And touch your neighbor and tell them amen.
Y toca a su prójimo y diga amén.
Praise God. And so at the reading and the dispersion of the word, the people all said amen.
Y en la lectura de la palabra todas las personas dijeron amén.
We find it in the far reaches of the Old Testament.
Lo encontramos en el Antiguo Testamento.
This word amen is an oath. It is tantamount to agreement.
Esta palabra amén es como un pacto.
It is a personal consent.
Es un consentimiento personal.
It is an act of acknowledging the truth.
Es un hecho de saber la verdad.
Is like the New Testament, verily, verily.
Es como el Nuevo Testamento de verdad, de verdad.
Or the expression, so be it.
O la expresión, así que sea.
It is deeply planted in the culture of the Old Testament.
Está profundamente plantado en el Antiguo Testamento.
We find it in Deuteronomy chapter 27.
En Deuteronomio capítulo 7.
And in the word there is a listing of curses.
Y en la palabra hay una letanía de maldiciones.
Cursed be the man that makes a graven image.
Maldito es el hombre que hace una imagen.
And all the people shall answer and say.
Y todo el pueblo va a decir.
Amen. Amen. Let's practice that.
Vamos a practicar eso.
And all the people said.
Y todo el pueblo dijo.
Cursed be he that sets a light by his father or mother.
Maldito es el hombre que siente la luz por su padre.
Or he disrespects his father and mother.
O disrespeta su padre o su madre.
And all the people shall say.
Y todo el pueblo va a decir.
And cursed be he that removes his neighbor's landmark.
Y maldito es el que mueve la propiedad de su vecino.
And all the people shall say.
Y todo el pueblo va a decir.
And cursed be he that makes the blind to wander out of the way.
Y maldito es el que hace que el ciego.
And all the people shall say.
Y todo el pueblo va a decir.
And cursed be he that perverts the judgment of the stranger or the fatherless or the widow.
Y maldito es el que pervierte el juzgamiento del extranjero o el sin padre.
And all the people shall say.
Y todo el pueblo diga.
And so the word of God here, as it's listing the ethic of the kingdom of God.
Y aquí la palabra está diciendo la ética de la palabra.
The word of God requires or elicits a response.
La palabra de Dios necesita una respuesta.
And the response is simply consent.
Y la respuesta simplemente es consentimiento.
Agreement.
De acuerdo.
And it is expressed by the word amen.
Y se expresa por la palabra amén.
All of but two of the New Testament books end in the word amen.
Todos menos dos que los libros en el Nuevo Testamento termina con amén.
Jesus instructs us in the Lord's Prayer, and at the end of it he says amen.
Jesús nos enseña en la oración del Señor que termina con amén.
Almost all of the salutations of Paul throughout the epistles end in the word amen.
Casi todos los saludos de hermano Pablo termina con amén.
Romans 16, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
La gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo sea contigo.
And he said amen.
Y él dijo amén.
Let's practice that again.
Practiquemos eso.
Amen. Let the grace of God be with you.
Permite que la gracia de Dios esté contigo.
Throughout the word of God, emphatic statements are punctuated with the word amen.
Todas las declaraciones enfáticas están puntuado con la palabra amén.
For all the promises of God in him are yes and amen.
Por todas las promesas de Dios son sí y amén.
And so amen is equated with the word yes.
Entonces, amén es igual de la palabra sí.
We sing a chorus that says, open your mouth and shout yes, Lord.
Cantamos una canta.
Open your mouth and shout yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Open your mouth and shout yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's like saying amen.
Es como decir amén.
Somebody say amen.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
Somebody say amen to the promise of God.
Cuando dicen amén a la
promesa
de Dios.
Somebody say amen to the Holy Ghost.
Amén al Espíritu Santo.
Somebody say amen to revival.
Amén al avivamiento.
Somebody say amen to the blessings of God.
Amén a las bendiciones
somebody
de Dios.
Somebody say amen to the coming of the Lord.
Al venir de Dios.
Somebody say amen to God's way above our way.
Que la manera de Dios es más alta
somebody
que nuestro.
Somebody say amen to our servant status in the kingdom of God.
¿Cuántos dicen amén a nuestro servitud?
Whatever the word of God says.
Lo que sea la palabra de Dios dice.
You need to punctuate it with an amen.
Necesita terminar eso con amén.
It's a way of life.
Es una manera de vivir.
It's a decision to be a part of the kingdom of God.
Es una decisión ser un parte de la palabra de Dios.
Paul said, "To whom be glory forever and ever."
Pablo dijo, "A quien sea la gloria por siempre."
Amen.
Amen.
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
Ahora,
no, you don't even try. Unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end.
Amen.
Amen. And so he's punctuating the promise of God.
Él está terminando la promesa de Dios con amén.
He's saying, I believe it.
Él está diciendo, yo lo
He's
creo.
Saying, let it be so.
Deja que sea.
We don't sit passively in the house of God.
No nos sentamos pasivamente en la casa.
Tonight I'm not fishing for an amen.
Esta noche no estoy pescando por un amén.
But tonight I'm reinforcing.
Pero esta noche yo estoy reinforzando
the ethic of the kingdom of God.
El ético de la cultura del reino de Dios.
The kingdom of God always responds with an amen.
Siempre responde con un amén.
The people of God say amen.
El pueblo de Dios dice
the
amén.
Angels say amen.
Los ángeles dicen
the
amén.
Elders in the heavens say amen.
Los ancianos en los cielos dicen amén.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
Praise God. And in John's revelation, in Revelation chapter 1,
en Apocalipsis capítulo 1,
he said that Jesus is the faithful witness.
Él dice que Jesús es el testigo.
He's the first begotten from the dead.
El primero de los muertos.
He's prince of the kings of the earth.
Él es príncipe de los reyes de la tierra.
He loved us.
Él nos amó.
Washed us from our sin.
Nos lavó de nuestro pecado.
In his own blood.
En su propia sangre.
And has made us kings and priests.
Y nos ha hecho reyes y sacerdotes.
Unto God.
Hasta Dios.
To him be glory.
A él sea la gloria.
And dominion forever.
Y dominio para siempre.
Amen.
Amen.
Now that summarizes the whole, but each part could be punctuated with an amen.
Cada parte se puede puntuar con
Jesus
amen.
Jesus is the faithful witness.
Jesús es el testigo.
Jesus is the first begotten from the dead.
Él es el primero de los muertos.
Jesus is the prince of kings of the earth.
Él es el príncipe de los reyes.
Jesus is the one that loves us.
Él es el uno que nos ama.
The one that washed us.
Que nos lava.
And has made us kings and priests.
Y nos ha hecho como reyes y sacerdotes
God.
A Dios.
And you're kind of getting the cadence of this.
Yes,
and at every juncture, we need to say amen.
En cada parte de todo necesitamos decir amén.
We can settle down.
Podemos descansar.
Into unresponsiveness.
No responde.
Because that's our nature.
Porque esa es nuestra naturaleza.
But our nature needs to be in concert with the word of God.
Pero necesita estar en concierto con la palabra de Dios.
And every good thing you hear.
Y cada cosa buena que oyes.
You need to say amen.
Necesita decir amén.
When mama cooks for you.
Cuando mamá cocina por ti.
You may have had it 25 times.
Tal vez lo has hecho por 25
but you
veces.
Always need to say, this is good.
Pero siempre necesita decir
you
que
need
este
to say,
rico.
This is, I think, the best you've ever done.
Esa es la cosa mejor que has hecho.
And when you're reminded of the promise of God,
y cuando estás recordado de la palabra,
even
de la
though
promesa,
you've heard it all your life,
aunque has oído por toda su
you
vida,
need to say, I believe that.
Necesita decir, yo creo
That's
eso.
What I believe.
Eso es lo que yo creo.
That's a part of my life.
Eso es un parte de mi vida.
I just want to stand and testify.
Yo quiero levantarme y testificar
and say amen.
Y decir amén.
I don't want anybody to think that I'm in question.
No quiero que nadie piense que yo estoy
I
en pregunta.
I don't want a new person to think I don't belong here.
No quiero que nadie nueva piense que no debo estar aquí.
I don't want a cynic to think that I'm like them.
No quiero que un cínico piense que
it
yo soy como ellos.
It may irritate the house.
Tal vez nos enoja.
But I want to say amen.
Pero yo quiero decir amén.
I want to say I agree.
Yo estoy de acuerdo.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
Revelation 1 and 7. Behold, he comes with the clouds. And every eye shall see him. And they which pierced him shall see him. And all the kindreds of the earth shall see him. Even so. Somebody say praise God. So this is a feature in the synagogues and in churches for thousands of years now.
Y este es en cada iglesia por miles de años.
After readings or after a discourse.
Y después de una lectura o un discurso.
And it makes the substance of what has been related one's own.
Y hace que las palabras son tuyas.
It establishes ownership.
Establece propiedad.
It establishes investment.
Como invertimiento.
If you've ever seen a copy of the Declaration of Independence,
si has visto una copia de la Declaración de Independencia,
you see the signature of all of those that joined in and attested to that.
Tú ves la firma de todos que escribieron eso.
They committed their very lives and their fortunes to this idea.
Ellos pusieron sus fortunas y sus vidas por esta idea.
But in the Constitution,
pero en la Constitución,
you find one giant scrawled signature.
Encuentras una firma muy grande y tremenda.
And it's by a guy named John Hancock.
Y está hecho por un hombre que se llama John
Hancock. And everyone else said, "I believe this."
Y todos dijeron que yo creo eso.
But he said, "I really believe this."
Pero él dijo, "Yo realmente creo esto."
And I don't know if it's fallen out of the conversation of the nation.
Y yo no sé que si ha caído después de la conversación del país.
But ever since I've been a child, I've heard, "Put your John Hancock right there."
Pero hasta que yo era joven me dijeron, puesta tu John Hancock aquí.
He became the emblem of a bold and totally committed signature.
Él fue el ejemplo de un señal muy fuerte.
And that's what a heartfelt amen does.
Eso es lo que un amén del corazón dice.
It says, "Yes, I'm an apostolic."
Dice, sí, yo soy apostólico.
It says, "Yes, I'm a child of God."
Sí, yo soy un hijo de Dios.
It says, "Yes, I believe the Bible."
Yo creo la Biblia.
And I believe it now just like I believed it in the beginning.
Y yo creo ahora hasta que
and it says,
como hice
antes. I'm not growing cold.
No voy a estar frío.
And it says, I'm still alive in the promise of God.
Todavía estoy vivo en la promesa
somebody
de Dios.
Shout amen.
¿Cuántos griten amén?
Somebody say amen.
Dicen amén.
In the Christian experience in China, the word amen, the characters that are used for the representation of that mean simply my heart says let it be so.
En las iglesias en China se dice que deja que sea en la lengua.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
In the economy of God,
en la economía de Dios,
promises are realized or actualized by agreement.
Las promesas están actualizadas por de acuerdo.
God doesn't take you by force and make you do anything against your will in this season.
Dios no te saca por fuerza y hace que usted haga algo.
Now there'll be a season when your will is suspended.
Va a haber una temporada cuando tu voluntad.
But right now you can be anything you choose.
Pero ahora tú puedes ser y hacer todo lo que piensas.
And so in this current structure,
en esta estructura,
your will is voiced by your amen.
Su voluntad es dicho por su amén.
And it's like the question that starts Psalms 53.
Es como la pregunta que comienza Salmos 53.
It's a rhetorical question.
Es una pregunta retórica.
But it says, "Who has believed the Lord's report?"
Pero se dice, ¿quién ha creído el reporte de Dios?
And that's what an amen attests to.
Eso es lo que un amén dice.
An amen says, "I believe the Lord's report."
Un amén dice que yo creo ese reporte.
I believe what God has said.
Yo creo lo que Dios ha
dicho. I believe the preaching of the word.
La predicación.
I believe the moving of the Spirit.
Yo creo el movimiento del Espíritu.
I want to put my name on record.
Yo quiero poner mi nombre en el
record. And I want to let everyone know.
Quiero que todos saben.
I want to let hell know I'm alive in the kingdom.
Yo quiero que el infierno sepa.
I want to let the new convert know I'm alive in the kingdom.
Que yo estoy vivo en el reino.
I want the little babies to know I'm alive in the kingdom.
Quiero que los bebés saben.
I do not want our babies to grow up in a house where there's no amen.
No quiero que nuestros bebés crezcan.
I want our babies to grow up in a house with a shout.
Con una grita
and an amen.
Y un amen.
And a praise.
Y una alabanza.
And an agreement.
Y un acuerdo.
Somebody say.
¿Cuántos dicen amen?
Praise God. It makes all the difference in the world.
Hace toda la diferencia en el mundo.
You know life and death in the power of the tongue.
El poder de la vida y la muerte
you
está
know
en la lengua.
Joshua and Caleb enter in, but the other 10 and the nation do not.
Josué y Caleb entran en la tierra, pero los otros no.
And it was based on what they said.
Y fue lo que ellos dijeron.
Because what they said determined what they did.
Porque lo que dijeron es lo que hicieron.
Quite often you need to take your flesh and bring it to places.
Necesita llevar tu carne.
You bring it to church.
Tú lo llevas
when
a la iglesia.
When it doesn't want to come to church.
Cuando no quiere venir a la iglesia.
Amen.
Amen.
You bring it to the altar when it doesn't want to come to the altar.
Tú lo traes al altar cuando no quiere.
You bring it to praise when it doesn't really feel like praising.
Tú lo llevas a la alabanza.
That's your job.
Eso es tu trabajo.
You are body, soul, and spirit.
Tú eres cuerpo, alma, y espíritu.
And your body is rebellious at times.
Y tu cuerpo está de la rebeldad.
And tired.
y está cansado
and preoccupied.
Y preocupado.
But you need to take it in hand.
Pero necesita sacarlo en la
and
mano.
That's what amen says.
Eso es lo que la amen
it says,
dice.
I'm doing this.
Dice que yo estoy
I'm
haciendo
bringing
esto.
Me into the presence of
yo
God.
Estoy llevando
I'm
esto.
Bringing me into the house of God.
Estoy llevándome
I'm
en la casa.
Bringing me into revival.
En el avivamiento.
I'm bringing me into an altar.
Y al altar.
And all the people said.
Y todo el pueblo dijo.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
There were 120 at the day of Pentecost.
Hay 120 en el día de Pentecostés.
Their presence there said amen.
Su presencia
Jesus.
Ahí dijeron amén.
Because he had commanded them.
Porque él ha mandado a ellos
to make their way back to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father.
Hacer su camino a Jerusalén y esperar.
The looming question was where are the 380?
La pregunta fue ¿dónde están los 380?
Because he showed himself to 500 people or more.
Porque él se mostró por a 500 personas o más.
Now they missed it at the resurrection.
Ellos lo extrañaron.
And you thought they would have had lawn chairs and snacks there waiting for that third day.
Y tal vez pensaste que ellos tenían sillas esperando.
Because he told them unequivocally numerous times that he was going to die and rise again on the third day.
Porque él les dijeron que él iba a morir y resucitar.
But nobody was there for the primary event in the history of humanity.
Pero nadie estaba acá por el evento primero.
But when he said the Holy Ghost is coming,
él dijo que el Espíritu Santo está viniendo,
you would have thought all 500 plus would have been there in that place in Jerusalem.
Debes pensar que todos los 500 deben estar acá.
But only 120 said amen.
Pero solo 120 dijeron amén.
And only 120 were there.
Y solo 120 estaban acá.
And I'm not giving the 380 a bad time.
Yo no estoy diciendo malo.
I know life is busy.
Yo sé que la vida es preocupada.
I know things happen.
Yo sé que cosas pasan.
And there are circumstances.
Y hay circunstancias.
But I'll just tell you, when God is working,
cuando Dios está obrando,
and the commandment of God has gone forth,
y el mandamiento de Dios ha
sucedido. I want my life to be an amen.
Yo quiero que mi vida sea un amén.
I want my response to be an amen.
Mi respuesta es amén.
When God said it's coming and you need to be there.
Cuando Dios dice que él está viniendo, debes estar
acá. I want to be there.
Yo quiero estar acá.
Somebody say amen.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
Amen is a universal consent.
Amén es un consentimiento universal.
The psalmist in 106 declares, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel."
Bendecido es el Señor de Dios de Israel.
From everlasting to everlasting.
De siempre a siempre.
And all the people say.
Y todo el pueblo dice.
And let all the people say.
Y deja todo el pueblo dice.
Amen and praise the Lord.
Y gloria a Dios.
And so there is a required response.
Hay una respuesta necesitada.
In the psalm.
En el Salmos.
The word of God implicitly requires a response.
La palabra de Dios necesita una respuesta.
Implicit in that is how dare you come into the presence of the king.
Y en eso, ¿por qué vienes a la presencia del rey?
And fail to respond.
Y no responden.
There's a million reasons why you need to respond.
Hay millones de razones que debes responder.
And yes, I'm teaching and I'm preaching to the church tonight. You need to be a responsive individual in the house of God.
Y estoy predicando que debes responder en la casa.
We practice in the house.
Practicamos en la casa.
Because when we're in the street,
porque cuando estamos en
the
las
Holy
calles,
Ghost is going to say, "Go here."
El Espíritu Santo va a decir,
and we need to say, "Amen."
Necesitamos decir,
and the Holy
amen.
Ghost is going to say, "Speak to this one."
Va a decir, hable con
and
esto.
We need to say, "Amen."
Y tenemos que decir, amen.
And the Holy Ghost is going to breathe and whisper into our hearts.
Y va a decir a nuestros corazones.
And we need to be acculturated and acclimated to say amen.
Y necesitamos estar aclimados a esto.
It needs to be our basic level response.
Necesita ser nuestro respuesta.
Always saying yes to God.
Siempre diciendo amén.
Psalms 107.
Salmos 107.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Dale gracias a Dios.
For he is good.
Porque él es bueno.
For his mercy endures forever.
Y su misericordia es para
let
siempre.
The redeemed of the Lord say so.
Deje que los redimidos digan así.
What is so?
¿Qué es así?
Let the redeemed of the Lord say everything we're saying in this psalm. Let the redeemed of the Lord open their mouths. Let the redeemed of the Lord not just sit and listen to it. Let the redeemed of the Lord understand that it is ebb and flow. It is sowing and receiving. It is something we do dialogically. It is something we do together. I'm so sorry, I ran away.
está bien. Es todo lo que hacemos en la palabra de Dios.
A response,
una respuesta,
encourages the reception of the word of God.
Anima la recepción de la palabra de Dios.
When you respond,
cuando respondes,
you're taking on the feminine receptive.
Estás cargando la femenina receptivo.
When the word of God is going forth like the sower,
cuando la palabra de Dios está pasando como una semilla,
it is the masculine assertive.
Es el masculino.
But there has to be a reception of the word of God.
Pero tiene que ser una recepción de la palabra.
Because people sit in church all the time.
Porque el pueblo se sienta en la iglesia
todo el tiempo.
And the word
of God moves above them and beyond them.
Y la palabra está arriba de ellos.
Or the word of God bounces off of them.
O los pega y viene.
Or they're hard like the hardened ground.
O están duros como la tierra dura.
Are they full of stones like the stony ground?
O están llenas de rocas.
Are they encumbered with thorns like that ground that Jesus talks about?
O están cubiertas como la tierra que Jesús describe.
But the good ground is cultivated ground.
Pero la tierra buena es cultivada.
It's open ground.
Está abierta.
And it's talking about you and your heart.
Y él está hablando de tú y tu corazón.
And you have to be open and vulnerable.
Y tienes que ser abierto.
To receive the word of God.
Recibir la palabra de Dios.
You can't be closed and cautious.
No puedes ser cerrado.
You can't be closed and evaluative.
Y no puedes evaluar.
You can't sit there being a connoisseur of the word of God.
No te puedes sentar y ser un amigo de
Let
Dios.
Let me hear it a while and see if I agree.
Yo voy a esperar aquí un
Let
momento.
Me judge the preaching of the word.
Permíteme juzgar la palabra de Dios.
Friend of mine, it's all right. You need to loosen up and open up and be ready to receive the word of God.
Necesita estar suelto y recibir la palabra de
the
Dios.
Word of God's going to do you good.
Te va a hacer bien.
It's not going to hurt you.
No te va a dañar.
It's going to build you.
Te va a construir.
It's going to bless your house.
Va a bendecir
It's going to change your mind.
Va a cambiar tu mente.
Quit evaluating.
Termina evaluando.
I don't mean check your brain at the door.
No estoy diciendo no traigas
su mente. But you made a decision to come to an apostolic church.
Pero hiciste la decisión venir a
you
esta
already
iglesia.
Made the decision.
Has hecho la decisión.
That you're going to be part of this.
Que vas a ser parte
well,
de
you
esto.
Need to turn loose of the rest of your reserve.
Necesitas poner tu
And you need to really be a part of this.
Y realmente ser un parte
And
de
you
esto.
Need to declare amen to the preached word of God.
Y declare amén a la predicada palabra
Somebody
de Dios.
Shout.
¿Cuántos griten
Somebody
amén?
Shout.
¿Cuántos griten?
Amen yokes us together.
Amén nos junta juntos.
We consent together and so it is a unifying quality in the house of God.
Es una calidad que unifica a todos en la casa.
And we need to be able to say amen even when it costs us.
Necesitamos decir amén cuando nos cuesta.
Here's another passage from Nehemiah chapter 5.
Nehemías capítulo 5.
There was a great cry among the people.
Había una grita grande en el pueblo.
And they were crying out against other Jews.
Y estaban llorando después de los judíos.
They said, "We have been in financial hardship."
Hemos tenido un tiempo muy difícil de dinero.
And we borrowed money to buy grain to feed our families.
Y hemos prestado dinero para dar comida a nuestras familias.
And now our brethren, the Jews,
y ahora nuestros hermanos los judíos,
are taking possession of our homes and our fields and our lands.
Están sacando nuestras tierras y casas.
And they are taking possession of our sons and daughters.
Y están llevando nuestros hijos y hijas.
They said we belong to them.
Ellos dijeron que nosotros somos ellos.
And Nehemiah said, I was angry when I heard this.
Y él dijo que yo estaba enojado cuando oí esto.
And he said, I consulted with myself.
Yo consulté con mí.
Sometimes you don't need to bring anybody else in.
A veces no necesitas traer a alguien más.
Sometimes the problem is self-evident.
El problema es evidente.
And the answer is self-evident.
Y la contesta es evidente.
And he rebuked those Jews.
Y él rebucó esos judíos.
And he said, "You are exacting usury of your brethren."
Y estás haciendo usuría de sus hermanos.
Against the word of God.
Contra la palabra de Dios.
And he said, "Here we are. We've come all this way. We're rebuilding Jerusalem."
Hemos venido por mucho tiempo.
We're busy redeeming this place.
Y estamos redimiendo este lugar.
And here you are selling your brethren.
Y aquí estás vendiendo sus hermanos.
So he said, here's what I want you to do.
Entonces él dijo, este es lo que yo quiero que hagas.
I want you to leave off this usury.
Quiero que salgas de esa usuría.
By the way, this is still in force.
Este es todo en la fuerza.
I want you to restore to them their lands, their vineyards, their houses.
Restore a ellos sus viños y sus casas.
And I want you to give them back a hundredth part of the money.
Y deles un ciento del dinero.
And of the corn and the wine and the oil and everything else that you've taken.
Y del maíz, el vino y el aceite.
And they said,
y ellos dijeron,
we will restore them.
Vamos a restaurar ellos.
And require nothing of them.
Y no vamos a necesitar nada.
As you say.
Como tú dices.
Then I called them together and the priests.
Luego yo llamé a los sacerdotes.
And he said, I shook out my lap.
Yo temblé mis pantalones.
He was wearing a robe.
Él estaba vistiendo una roba.
And he shook it out before them.
Y él lo tembló entre de ellos.
And he said, even so, let everybody be shaken out and emptied that doesn't follow this.
Y deje que todos están vacíos que no siguen esto.
And all the congregation said.
Y toda la congregación dijo.
They said amen.
Dijeron amén.
It was the right thing.
Fue la cosa justa.
But it was a costly thing.
Pero nos costó.
It was the right thing.
Fue la justa cosa.
But it wasn't an easy thing.
Pero no fue una cosa muy fácil.
It was a right thing.
Fue una cosa justa.
But it was changing the entire economy around Jerusalem.
Pero estaba cambiando la economía de Jerusalén.
But they were saying, we want to be a part of what God is doing.
Pero ellos dijeron, queremos ser un parte de lo que está haciendo Dios.
And they said, this is important enough for us to invest.
Y dijeron que este es tan importante para nosotros.
And we're ready to restore everything that we've taken.
Y estamos listos de restaurar todo que han llevado.
What they're saying amen to is repentance.
Es arrepentimiento.
What they're saying amen to is investment.
Es invertimiento.
Praise God. Somebody say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
And when it comes to the things of God, not everything is Sunday night shouting.
Y en las cosas de Dios no siempre no es la alabanza de la noche de domingo.
Not everything is all these blessings shall overtake you.
No es siempre todas esas bendiciones.
But the showbread in the temple and in the tabernacle.
Pero el pan del tabernáculo
was sprinkled with frankincense.
Tenía como incienso.
And when you ate it,
cuando lo comiste,
it was nourishing.
Fue como bien.
It would strengthen your body.
Fortalece su cuerpo.
But it tasted bitter.
Pero él tenía un sabor malo.
It is emblematic of the word of God.
Es un señal de la palabra de Dios.
And the word of God sometimes is bitter to the taste.
Y a veces es malo al sabor.
When you realize what commitment means.
Cuando notes lo que significa el compromiso.
What I might have to leave behind.
Lo que yo tengo que salir.
But we eat the bread of the house of God.
Pero comemos el pan de la casa de Dios.
And when it even tastes bitter,
y cuando tiene un mal sabor,
we know that it will strengthen our lives.
Sabemos que fortalece nuestra
vida. And so we say.
Entonces decimos.
And so we say.
Entonces decimos.
And so we say.
Y así decimos.
We say, I agree.
Decimos, estamos
we
de
say it is true.
Es verdad.
We say amen.
Decimos amen
to the word of God. Clap your hands, lift your voice,
aplaude
magnify
sus manos,
him.
Levante sus voz.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
It is like the Passover lamb.
Es como el cordero.
God said, I want you to eat it all.
Quiero que come todo.
Head, legs, pertinence thereof.
Y la cabeza y las piernas y todo más.
The pertinence thereof is what they sweep up off the floor of the meat factory and they make potted meat out of.
Eso es lo que ellos borren en la factura de carne.
It's everything that fell through the cracks and they get it all together and they make Vienna sausage out of that.
Es todo que se cayó en la factura y ellos hicieron Vienna sausage.
The parts you don't like.
Los partes que no te gusta.
The parts you push away.
Que tú te empujas.
But he said this Passover lamb.
Pero él dijo este cordero de la Pascua.
Is representative of the Christ.
Se representa el Cristo.
Because my Christ is going to be crucified on the Passover.
Porque mi Cristo va a ser crucificado.
And all these Passover lambs are pointing toward the cross.
Y todos estos corderos están viendo a la cruz.
And he said, I want you to eat all of it.
Quiero que come todo.
The nice cuts that you really like.
Los cortes que te gustan.
And the parts that you don't care for at all.
Y los partes que no te gustan.
If there's a problem in modern Christianity at all.
Si hay un problema en la cristianidad moderna.
It is the problem that they pick the parts they like.
Ellos escogen los partes que les gustan.
And they shun the parts they don't like.
Y no comen los partes que no te
gustan.
But
if we're going to be an apostolic church.
Pero si vamos a ser una iglesia apostólica.
We're going to say amen.
Tenemos que decir amén.
To the parts that cost us.
A los partes que nos
cuestan. To the parts that restrict us.
Que nos restringe.
To the parts that offend us.
Los partes que nos ofenden.
We're going to say amen and eat the whole thing.
Vamos a decir amén y comer todos.
Somebody say.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
Anybody here want all the word of God?
¿Cuántos aquí quieren toda la palabra?
Anybody here want everything God has?
¿Quiere todo que Dios tiene?
Somebody say amen.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. Brother Sam, you can come anytime you like.
Hermano Sam puede venir.
Praise God. Praise God. We want everything God has for us.
Queremos que todo que Dios tiene para nosotros.
We want all that God has promised to his church.
Queremos que todo que Dios ha prometido a su iglesia.
Somebody say amen.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
But with that comes a dedication.
Pero con eso viene una dedicación.
A commitment.
Un compromiso.
Is there anybody here that has crossed over?
¿Hay alguien aquí que ha pasado?
And you are committed to the kingdom of God.
Y estás comprometido a la palabra de Dios.
Don't tell me, well, I'm here.
No, dígame que yo solo estoy aquí.
That's not enough.
Eso no es suficiente.
You need to open your mouth and say amen.
Necesita abrir tu boca y dice amén.
I am here. I am committed.
Yo estoy comprometido.
I am here till the dust settles.
Yo estoy aquí hasta la polvo.
I am here till he comes.
Hasta que él venga.
I'm here in the good time.
En los tiempos buenos.
I'm here when things go sideways.
Cuando cosas están malas.
I'm here when I like it.
Si, cuando me gusta.
And I'm here when it rubs me the wrong way.
Y cuando me miran malo.
I'm here when I can move with liberty.
Estoy aquí cuando puedo mover.
And I'm here when I'm crippled.
Y también cuando estoy.
Because there's nothing wrong with God.
Porque no hay nada malo
con Dios.
Somebody
say amen.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
I'm here and I'm committed when the girl likes me.
Cuando la muchacha me,
and I'm here when she doesn't like me but she likes Elijah.
Y también cuando
my
ella
God.
Le gusta Elijah.
Somebody say amen.
Cuando dicen amen.
Somebody say I love holiness.
Yo quiero la santidad.
Somebody say amen.
Cuando dicen amen.
You need to walk in that holiness. It's the beauty of holiness.
Es la hermosura de santidad.
If we're going to be his church, we're going to love holiness.
Si vamos a estar en su iglesia, vamos a amar
esto. I'm so glad for how our young ladies are representing the kingdom of God.
Estoy tan contento con estas niñas.
They are saying this is not for sale.
Están diciendo que este no es por venta.
They are saying this belongs to God.
Este está de Dios.
And everybody ought to say amen.
Y todos dicen amén.
And everybody ought to shout amen.
Todos gritan amén.
This is going to be a holiness church.
Este va a ser una iglesia de la santidad.
Every church used to be a holiness church.
Cada iglesia debe ser una iglesia
but
de santidad.
But they've given up the battle.
Pero cuando ellos vinieron a la batalla,
they've given up the fight.
Ellos terminaron la pelea.
The Nazarenes used to be holiness.
Ellos eran santidad.
The Methodists used to be holiness.
Los metodistas eran.
The Baptists used to be holiness.
Los bautistas eran.
But I'm telling you, the apostolics are going to be holy until God comes.
Los apostólicos van a ser santos hasta que
and
Dios
all
regresa.
The people said. And all the people said. And we're not interested in how little we can do.
Y no estamos interesados en qué pequeño.
We're not interested in just getting by.
En solo pasando.
Listen, an amen went right there.
Un amen fue así.
We're not interested in just getting by.
No estamos interesados en
we're
eso.
Interested in pleasing him.
Estamos interesados
we're
en
interested
escuchar.
In obeying the word of God.
Obedecer la palabra.
My God, we're invested in revival.
Estamos invertidos en
we believe in revival.
Necesitamos avivamiento. We believe in revival.
Creemos en eso.
We believe in end time revival.
Creemos en eso.
We believe in an outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
En el derramamiento del Espíritu.
We believe in lives being transformed.
Las vidas están transformadas.
We believe it's going to be that way till God comes.
Que va a ser así hasta que
somebody shout amen.
¿Cuántos griten amén?
And I'm going to be a part of revival.
Yo voy a ser un parte de avivamiento.
And I'm going to be a soul winner.
Yo voy a ser un alcanzador.
And I'm going to be a witness.
Un testigo.
And I'm going to be a Bible study teacher.
Un enseñador de
And I'm going to be the light of the world.
Yo voy a ser la luz.
Somebody give God a little praise right now.
¿Cuántos alaban al Señor?
And we're going to be a worshiping church.
Vamos a estar una adorando.
And we're going to be a praising church.
Y alabando.
And it's going to get worse.
Y va a ser peor.
If you don't like the way we worship,
si no te gusta como nosotros alabamos,
because let me tell you what's going to happen.
Porque permíteme decirte,
we're going to have some dignified people come to church.
Vamos a ser, tener unas personas dignas.
And we're going to have some people of substance come to church.
Y personas de sustancia.
And we're going to have some educated people come to church.
Algunas personas educadas.
And we're going to have some people come to church that do not understand any of this.
Ellos no van a entender todo esto.
But we're going to tell them like we tell anybody else.
Pero vamos a decirles a ellos.
Like David told Michael.
Como David dijo a
He said, if you don't like what I'm doing right now,
si no te gusta lo que estoy haciendo,
it's going to be worse than this.
Va a ser peor que esto.
We're going to jump a little higher.
Vamos a saltar un
We're going to run a little more.
Caminar más.
We're going to praise him a little louder.
Y alabar más
We're going to give him high praise.
Alabanza alta.
Because God's church is going to be a praising church.
Porque la iglesia de Dios va a ser un alabando.
Are you guys going to sing tonight?
Van a cantar
what
esta
are you
going to
sing? Would you do that right now?
Open your mouth and shout, yes, Lord. Open your mouth and shout, yes, Lord. Open your mouth and shout, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Open your mouth and shout, yes, Lord. Open your mouth and shout, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Open your mouth and shout, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Open your mouth and shout, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Open your mouth and shout, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Open your mouth and shout, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Open your mouth and say amen.
Amen.
Open your mouth and say amen.
Amen.
Everybody shout it, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
that somebody's in this house right now.
Que alguien está en esta casa ahora.
And God's already been dealing with you about something.
Y Dios ha estado hablando contigo.
You've been struggling with it.
Has estado peleando con él.
And you've been kind of holding back a little bit.
Y has estado agarrando.
And it's complicating your prayer and your
y está
worship.
Complicando su oración.
But God is expecting a yes out of you.
Pero Dios está esperando un sí de ti.
God's expecting an amen out
Él
of you.
Él está esperando un amén.
And you might as well just give it up tonight.
Y debes darlo a Dios esta noche.
And lift your voice.
Y levante sus voces.
And give God a big amen.
Y dele al Señor un amén.
And then let God begin to move in your life.
Y Dios va a mover en su vida.
To be speaking in tongues with liberty.
Dios dijo que debes estar hablando en lenguas.
But you're having a little bit of inhibition about that.
Pero estás teniendo problemas con eso.
And you're a little bit reserved about speaking in tongues around your friends.
Y estás reservado de hablar en lenguas.
But tonight you need to lift up your voice.
Pero esta noche necesita levantar su voz.
And you need to begin to talk in tongues.
Y comenzar hablando en lenguas.
And in it say yes, Lord.
Y diga, say, sí, Señor.
Do it right now, talk in tongues. Let God hear it. Let the devil hear it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Reach over, lay your hand on somebody right now and talk in tongues.
Ponga tu mano en alguien y habla en lenguas.
Let the Holy Ghost pray. Let the Holy Ghost prophesy. Let the Spirit of God speak in the house. Let the Spirit of God speak over your loved one, your neighbor.
Hable sobre su vecino.
Let God say it.
Permite que Dios lo diga.
Let God arise.
Permite que Dios se levante.
Let God move.
Permite que Dios se mueve.
Loose the logos in the house.
Suelte los logos en la casa.
Loose the rhema word in the house.
La rhema palabra en la casa.
Let the Spirit talk in this house.
El Espíritu va a hablar en esta casa.
While you're doing that, give it a melody and just begin to sing in tongues.
Mientras estás haciendo esa, cante con esas lenguas.
God. Let's clap our hands unto him and bless his name.
Vamos a hablar nuestras manos a él.
So good in the to be a part of the kingdom on a Sunday morning and Sunday night.
Tan bueno ser un parte de eso en esta noche.
Tomorrow we go out into the world.
Mañana salimos al mundo.
And we accomplish the mission of God.
Y cumplimos la misión de Dios.
Go and teach them.
Va y enseñales.
Go and tell them.
Y dígales.
Tell them what God has done in your life.
Dígales lo que Dios ha hecho en su vida.
Take some church cards and invite them to church.
Traiga algunas tarjetas de la iglesia.
But don't stop there. Tell them how good God is and what God has done.
Pero dígales qué bueno es su Dios.
Testify of what you've seen and what you've experienced.
Testifiques de lo que has visto.
You'll be amazed. There are some people around you. You're clueless about how hungry they are.
Hay muchas personas con mucha hambre alrededor de tú.
There are some people on your job that are hungry for God.
Hay algunas personas en tu trabajo que tienen hambre.
There are some people in your school that are starving for God.
En tu escuela que tienen hambre por la palabra de Dios.
The only way that you can effectively do it is just tell everybody.
Pero necesitas decirles a todos sus toros.
I love it when I'm driving through a burger place and I give them a card and they say, oh, another one of those.
Yo lo amo cuando yo voy a un restaurante y ellos
so
me dicen,
many of those.
Tengo tantas tarjetas.
And I'm like, yep, yep, we're doing a good job there.
Estamos haciendo una buena obra acá.
But be sure that you walk in this on Monday.
Pero camines en esto en lunes.
Because when you walk in it on Monday, you're saying amen.
Y estás diciendo amén cuando hagas eso.
And when you're lighting up your world that needs the light.
Y tu mundo necesita la luz que tú tienes.
On a Tuesday.
En un martes.
You are saying amen to the kingdom of God.
Estás diciendo amén al reino de Dios.
God bless you, love you. So glad to be a part of what God's doing in you.
Y Dios le bendiga a todos ustedes.
We're going to do this again Wednesday night, Lord willing.
Vamos a hacer esto en la noche de miércoles.
Share your victory with somebody.
Comparte tu victoria con alguien.